You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Such a beautiful track. That is Mel Parsons with Tiny Days. Kia ora, Mel. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. I'm really well, thanks.
It is so nice to chat with you. You've got some very exciting shows happening up these ways, which have already sold out next week, or in a week, I should say, after next. Time is very weird to me at the moment. On the 7th, 7th and 8th.
My heart started racing when you said next week. I was like, oh no.
It's too soon. No, on the 7th and 8th, you're coming these ways to play some shows at the Town Hall, which is very special. Yeah. And you've got a brand new single out. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling really excited. Yeah, there's a lot on and it feels really buzzy.
That's it feels like every time we've talked in the last couple of years, the sort of situation's been constantly changing, and it is nice to kind of be in this space now where music's coming out and it feels not, you know, normal as in 2019, but this new kind of world that we're all experiencing together. People are very grateful to be able to go out and see music and to share music. What's it been like for you? Also, you know, as a mum, we just heard in that beautiful track there, that's a lot of stuff to be juggling in your you know, music space.
That's a great way to summarize it. There's a lot of juggle, but it's I mean, to be honest, I feel the same as audiences do. I just feel grateful and excited that we get to, that we can come and play again, you know. It feels it's just cool that we can get back out and do, you know, do the thing that we do that, you know, gives us the energy and keeps us kind of, keeps us going, you know? Yeah.
Totally. I think also coming from a folk background, Mel, there is so much of that type of music is, you know, important in the way you share across musicians and with your audience is very direct. And we've gone through such a strange time of not necessarily being able to have that space. Have you felt like a return to that feeling for yourself when you've been writing and thinking about these songs?
I think so. I think the writing for me is quite separate though from the performing side of it, and taking it to an audience is kind of like, that's the pinnacle part for me. That's my favorite bit. And that's the bit, it's kind of like why I do the whole thing, you know, is that is having that connection with a live audience and just the, I don't know, I don't want to be too airy fairy, but it's like a it's just a massive energy kind of exchange. It's really makes it really buzzy. But the writing side of it, I mean, essentially writing for me is still just me in a room, usually by myself, anyway. So that kind of that was kind of a constant, really, you know, with no touring, the fact that everything's opened up again and where people are back buying tickets and excited about shows just means that I get to do my favourite thing.
Totally. You know? Yeah, totally. What have you found yourself drawn to in your writing process at the moment? What sort of ideas or themes have been presenting themselves?
That's a really great and deep question, and I love it.
Just for 9:20 on a Wednesday morning.
No, I've actually been up since like 6:30, but I've been trying to go for a walk all morning, and the kids just, it wasn't going to happen this morning. So that's okay. I'm still in my walking gear. Haven't got my brain quite on. But no, I think I think for me, songs, that, honestly, they, it's quite an unconscious thing. So usually I'll just start writing, and I try not to set out. I'm not like, right, I'm going to write a song about this or about this feeling. I usually try, the writing side of it, I just let it come out, whatever's there, come out. You know, 9/10 of it will go in the bin, but there might be just a little line that I can pull out that makes me feel something. And I feel like when I find something that makes me feel something, then I know that I'm onto something that I can use.
Yeah.
So I just, in terms of the writing, I just am very unconscious, and I put a bunch of stuff down, and then it will become something, and it will turn into something that's about something, you know, because you sort of then you draw in all the other lyrics and feelings and wherever you kind of want it to head. But it's kind of it's a random process. I don't get any better at explaining it, I'm afraid.
No, I think that's a really good explanation. Do you ever find yourself surprised, you know, when you're letting your unconscious sort of do the work a little bit, when you're then going back and, you know, trimming the edges adding other things? Do you ever find yourself surprised about what that little nugget was?
Yes, absolutely. I'm surprised, terrified, kind of creeped out, like all the emotions. Because I think it's that thing, you know, when you let your brain go, it's funny. It's almost like in a bit of a dream where you're not, you know, and things don't always make sense when you're just kind of in that early writing stages, you know, for lyrics. It's a pretty weird kind of a thing, but I think I've worked out that you just, for me, I have to do that part of the process, and then I'll come through later with my analytical brain and go, oh, get in the bin, that's awful, you know, and then there's a line that I can, you know, that I like, or that I can kind of hear something in.
Yeah, totally.
But, it's a weird kind of alchemy kind of thing.
on that note, tell us a wee bit about Offer Down. Where did you sort of find yourself when you were exploring this track?
This song is actually been kicking around for a wee while. I wrote it a few years ago, and I've played it live a bit as well, and it just never, for whatever reason, it had never kind of hit the studio, I guess. And but in terms of the theme, it's funny because it's actually not about it's not about me, the song. It was just a feeling. I was kind of looking at some kind of young and up and coming writers and artists, and you know, sometimes people that would reach out to me for help or you know, just a bit of guidance or whatever. And so it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's advice, but it was just like the feeling of letting that kind of generation know that just to keep going, you know. Yeah. It's just like you just gotta, you know, it's just stay your course. And if you've got the if you've kind of got enough in you to keep going, then things just happen. That's just the way that it works, you know. If you stay on a course long enough, that's kind of what you'll end up doing. And so I think, and for me, that's how my career has been. Like, I feel really lucky having been independent and having had a, you know, long slow kind of struggle for a long time. But I feel grateful that it has meant I've developed a really kind of strong and loyal audience. And you know, I'm not on the top of the on the top 40 charts, and I'm not on commercial radio, but I've worked out where my niche was, and I love it, and I love my audience, and I think the overall was just a bit of cheering on the next generation or something, you know.
I think that's really lovely, and I think a really important conversation to have through music and across music as well, and not necessarily always something that is discussed frankly or poetically, you know, through songs. Yeah. As well. So yeah, really beautiful kaupapa for that track.
Oh, thank you.
I also love the video, which is just a really simple idea, having you and some peers behind you walking through the bush. It's quite lush. Was there much of a conversation about you know, what you wanted this to look like, or how did that kind of image come to be the central focus of it?
Well, it's funny that where that's filmed. So that's filmed down just above Corsair Bay in Ohinihau, Littleton, down here in the harbour. And that's actually where I walk most mornings.
Nice. So,
and I love it. It's such a beautiful little kind of peaceful spot. And I had that concept in my head for a wee while. And it actually kind of played out how I thought. I wanted it to be a little bit creepy, sort of a weird creepy vibe in some ways. No relation to the song, of course, but and also I like the idea of people joining me at, like, periodically through the song. And my grand plan, I had about 50 people kind of joining in and like a big marathon behind me, but you know, budget constraints, and you know, we shot it in like three hours with one person, so you know, you do what you can do.
Exactly.
But, but no, I like it. And I had, you know, it was nice to have the cousin Jed Parsons in there, and Usher Mallard, and some good friends. So it was good fun. We cut there's a wee bloopers reel of that'll come out at some point too, which is it takes the creepy edge off it.
Yes, I can imagine getting the claps possibly in the wrong place.
Yeah. 100%. Those claps, they look so simple, it took so long to get
that. Oh man. Yeah. I can completely understand. I really recommend people go and watch the video. If they're lucky enough to have tickets to your show next week, they're in for a treat. But they've both sold out, those shows, I believe. Not next week. I need to stop saying that. On the 7th and 8th of December.
Yeah. 7th and 8th. Yeah, the Town Hall with the Teskey Brothers. And I think they've got five. We're playing five shows around the country. I think they're either all sold out, or there might be like a handful of tickets left for the second Wally show. But it's going to be a real treat to be on the road with those guys.
Fantastic. Yeah, that'll be a really fun, it looks like their gigs are a really fun time. So I hope you enjoy the tour, Mel. And we're going to spin your new single, Offer Down, now. Thank you for speaking with us.
Amazing. Oh, such a pleasure, Rachel. Have an awesome day.
You too. See you later.
Yeah.
Offer on the table.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.